Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Empire. The digital age has redefined what an autograph is.
If I own a piece of physical memorabilia, being able to track down that owner and provide them with a one-to-one or one-to-many experience is going to be really difficult. In the digital world, they can broadcast to an audience at scale, broadcast to their community of collectors and fans and enthusiasts.
That's Dylan Rosenblatt, CEO of Autograph, a modern NFT company looking to alter how fans interact with stars. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein. This past weekend, the NFL had one of their most anticipated regular season games in recent memory, the return of Tom Brady to New England as the reigning champion of his new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The NFT possibilities there? Limitless. Now, this comes as no surprise to Brady himself, a primary investor in Autograph, which seeks to redefine the digital collectible landscape. Our guest this week is the CEO and the co-founder of Autograph, an experience-driven NFT platform that was co-founded by Tom Brady, Dylan Rosenblatt. Hey, Dylan, how are you? Nice to meet you.
I'm doing very well. It's great to meet you as well.
Tell me a little bit about Autograph. How do you guys separate yourself in what has become a very competitive NFT creation marketplace?
Yeah, it's been pretty incredible to see how the market's changed and adjusted even in just the short few months that we've been a part of it. But the way I see us being different centrally is that our focus is on the talent and the icons. And we have multi-year exclusive deals with our talent. So we're going to be able to bring our community and our audience unprecedented access to this talent. And if you look at Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, Naomi Osaka, Simone Biles, Derek Jeter, Tony Hawk, and the talent that we've yet to announce, they all have such vast audiences and the ability to build these communities through the medium of NFTs. So I really see us being that place for community built around some of the biggest talent in the space and in the world.
That's cool. All right. So tell us about the products themselves, the NFTs themselves. What are you building and what are you putting out on the marketplace?
The product that you can see today is actually sold through the DraftKings marketplace, and there are preseason access passes. These preseason passes should be the first step in a larger line of collections that lead you into a pretty cool series that we're going to announce later this month that each icon had a hand in co-producing. And that's why I believe that they're so unique, is that the icon got to choose which of these, what's a part of their collection, what it's comprised of, and then get closer to the ultimate goal of telling their own stories through the medium of NFTs. And we're going to start that to diversify very soon. People are looking at us as a sports NFT company right now, and that is who we are because of Tom Brady, Tiger Woods, Wayne, and all of these incredible people. But the next phase is going to see us go into entertainment, into music, into digital creation, really broaden our horizon to continue partnering with this incredible talent with the end goal of providing the best user experience possible.
You know, I'll get into the stuff that's broader outside of sports, but let me just stay on sports for a moment. So when you say like preseason access collection, what does that mean? What would a collector get out of that?
The first thing that I can say about it is that there's been overwhelming demand for our drops. There's been over 30,000 people queuing up for all via the limited quantity of these cards, 5,000 at the max, all the way down to 12 for the Ruby signed editions. So it's going to give preseason holders their own day to purchase, their own time to come into the DraftKings marketplace and ensure they can get their hands on the next collection and continue down the roadmap and the user goals that we've set forth.
Let me ask you just a broad question about the collectible marketplace because of what's happened here, especially over the last month where Fanatics has come in and usurped Tops in traditional cardboard trading cards and Panini as well. And there's just been a massive boom in growth in all of the collectible market space, from tangible items to NFT items as well. Could you say that you saw this coming, or are you surprised by what's happening? Can you just generally talk about the collectible marketplace?
Absolutely. I'm actually a big physical collector myself. I love collecting football and basketball cards centrally. So the love and the adoration for these collectibles has actually been, I mean, they're back now, but I feel like the generation before me, people were collecting all the time. You'd go into any store and rip open a pack of baseball cards, share that special experience with either a loved one or as part of your own journey to finish these collections. But seeing them come back today, I think people being at home and in quarantine was a nice driver of, not a nice, but a driver of people diving back into things they used to care about and having an extra minute to get closer to their passions. So I can't say that I saw it coming until it started happening, but I think you saw in 2019 when Top Shot come out, them coming into the market in a really, really interesting way with a league type of deal. And the moment that I saw that project, it was clear there was a market here. And then what's happened after that with Fanatics and Candy, I think, is just telling of the space and the opportunity. The new era of digital collecting is coming. The way that I see it, people have a ton of versatility and opportunity to be engaged differently and engage with their favorite leagues and athletes and icons in better and more unique ways. So I think the era of digital collecting is here, and that it's here to stay. And as a part of Autograph and a part of this team, we think that we can be different in this market by focusing on the actual talent, because there's a lot of these league deals and they're going to do incredibly well the same way that they do in the physical world. But I don't think that the scale, people have been able to scale correctly or in the right way to really capture and lionize talent in the market.
Okay. So let's stay on that for a moment. What do you think the difference would be in terms of scale, and how would they do that in your words correctly?
Well, no, that's a great question. I think that it's because talent has the ability to get closer to their audience in the digital world that's really hard in the physical. If I own a piece of physical memorabilia, being able to track down that owner and provide them with a one-to-one or one-to-many experience is going to be really difficult. In the digital world, they can broadcast to an audience at scale, broadcast to their community of collectors and fans and enthusiasts that are a part of the journey and have bought something to get one step closer to them. I think the way that the talent can get one step closer in a way that works within their generally very busy schedules is through leveraging the audience and the ability to broadcast to the digital world. So I think it's being able to provide that connection, that uniqueness. And then I also think being able to add, like on Autograph specifically, individual digital signatures makes the signing so much easier. I've been on live signings with every single one of our talent. And the way that we do it actually is we have the talent sign each one. There were 287 in the preseason collection. They sign each of them with an iPad stylus. They can choose how and when to do it, where to sign it. And they've said this is a really simple experience. There was no shipping. They don't have to send me new items. I don't have to pull a new one onto the table to add another signature to it. So I think it's really the ease, the simplicity, and the ability to access an audience at scale that makes digital connections to individual icons much simpler and easier to actualize.
Okay, so let me get to the idea of scarcity and how you think about that as you kind of grow these brands. Obviously, you know, through the years, these tangible collectibles, there became scarcity to them, and therefore the value of them went up over time. How do you kind of view in this digital collectible marketplace the idea of scarcity?
I think scarcity brings you close to what an original is. In the art world, a one-of-one piece of art is more rare than a print. I think the scarcity is the same thing in the digital world. And you have to trust the company and provider that if they say they're only one of something, they're only truly going to be one of them minted. And I don't mean to plug Autograph here, but the way that we really look at ourselves is the official partner of these talent, the official partner of Lionsgate and all these different franchises. So what we produce with them is going to be legitimate. It's not going to be a copy. It's going to be one of one originals, one of many originals, whatever it is. They're officially licensed NFTs, which I think adds to our own value proposition that, yeah, these are legitimate and these are going to be scarce. But to relate back to the original question, I think a one of one, whether it's physical or digital, is always going to be really meaningful and valuable.
Okay. You must get this question a million times, but I'll ask it anyway. Do you think there's a bubble that exists in this market growth of NFTs?
Where did I look at this market? I touched on at the beginning of the call is that it's exciting. The market keeps changing again and again. So whatever people are looking at today as the NFT market likely is going to be entirely different 6 months from now as new people enter the space and more people come in. I do not think that it's a bubble. I think that NFTs are here to stay. They're going to be a form of social currency, a medium for collecting, a medium to build community. And as such, they're a disruptive technology. Some really, really impressive people have been calling this the same way that they felt when the internet got started. I think it's that disruptive of a technology. So I believe that it's here to stay and it's just going to change again and again, and that we all should be excited for the ride.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like through the years, there's all these things that have been collectibles, and between baseball cards to Pokemon cards to whatever it may be, there's always a new creation for a new collectible.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When fans come to you and say, what do we want from these athletes or these other entertainers or whoever, the famous people that you're going to be working with, what do fans tell you that they want?
We've had a small data and proof point here. If you go to the autograph Discord, Tom Brady has actually jumped in. He dropped some of his classic Tom lines, dropped a couple LFGs for the community, and people have gotten genuinely excited. You should see the way they activate when they get to interact with Tom in that kind of one-to-one setting. And today, actually, we have Tony Hawk jumping in the Discord. So live conversation, Q&A, fans that hold certain tiers of his preseason passes get to jump on stage and ask questions. So back to the original point, they want interaction with the talent. They're jumping into our project and joining along for the ride because these incredible people are involved in it. I want to build out the autograph brand, team, and community to be the reason that they're there long-term as well. But day one, I think it's because they want to be close to these icons and own a piece of digital history. Tony Hawk, the greatest skateboarder of all time, is going to be jumping on, talking, dropping his future collections, and bringing people that one incremental step closer. So that's what I think they really want, is some form of interaction in a way that you can get past spectating, because viewership is no longer enough. This is a way to get involved in the action.
And on the other end of it, when the athletes or entertainers come to you, what are their ideas? What do they want to create for their fans?
That's been one of the most fun parts about running this business, is we sit down with them and the first question we ask is, what are your goals? What's going on in your world, in your life? How can we help cement your legacy in the digital world? So we've heard different things across the board. Some of them want to relate, like Derek Jeter's Hall of Fame speech and collection. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw some of that coming through in his first collection drop in the month of November for Mr. November. Tom's been really excited to share how he got started to where he is today and start to tell that through lionizing their story. And some of our talent have just said, this is something that the public doesn't really know about me. This is something that I do before every competition, before every game. I want to share that with the world and give them a way to actually own it. Of course, the physical item that they've held and touched is incredible, but a way to get one step closer is to have the digital representation of it. And our creative team works tirelessly to make sure that that thing that we represent in the digital world is as close to the physical as possible and also has benefits that are only possible digitally. So they just want to share, in my opinion, a piece of themselves, what matters to them, and have this whole new way to excite their audience through autographs.
You've hinted at this already, that this is broader than just sports. And I, as I've watched this, you know, from afar, it's obvious that musicians or actors or other entertainers could simulate this in many different ways. I assume that's what you're talking about here. I don't know what you can share, but outside of the sports realm, what are you guys thinking about? And if you can share any of the people that you're working with, we'd like to hear about it.
Well, what I can share, some of the individual talent I actually can't share yet. I'm sure you're aware that they have a long calendar of what's going on in their world. So we're always sure to be really respectful about when we announce those partnerships. But something I can speak to broadly outside of sports is our Lionsgate deal and partnership and some of the incredible franchises that we're going to be working with them. I would expect our first one to drop around Halloween with one of the most iconic horror franchises of all time. And I think that's going to be a strong signal to the market that there is opportunity beyond sports collectibles that are proven in the physical world. And being able to create digital collections based off content that is digitally native is an opportunity that I'm incredibly excited about.
Right around Halloween, you said. Yes, right around Halloween.
Halloween, you'll expect.
I might be able to guess what that one's around about. All right. We take a, considering there's a new movie coming out that's a franchise about Halloween, I think we could take a wild guess about what that.
I cannot confirm or deny, but I got to tell you, we're really excited about it. We're going to be announcing some new people joining our board, some new talent. It's all going to be coming out in the next month or so as we try to continue to be that premier partner that's going to drop these official collectibles. So, I mean, having conversations like this is always really exciting to me because I do want to share all of this with the world and invite more people to come join us on this journey.
You mentioned a couple of athletes that have been in the news, mainly outside of just their excellence on their fields of play, but they've also become spokespeople for mental health, like Naomi Osaka and Simone Biles. Is there anything you can share as maybe that differentiates the way they would like to communicate to their fan bases as opposed to some of the other athletes you've worked with?
Well, first of all, we're in complete support of our talent and want to make sure that their mental health comes first whenever we do these collections or have an experience with them. So we're on their team. I think the capabilities of digital that I was touching on earlier are really, really meaningful and important to somebody that is going through something in their life. They might not have the bandwidth or feel like they can go to an in-person meet and greet or to be able to provide an experience that they could have at a time where they were at their peaks. So my big thing I'll respond to is that the way they are going to interact is these collections, they get to work with our team, with a small intimate team, and co-produce them. But if they're going to provide an experience or want to get one step closer to their audience in a way that works for them, I would say digital is actually the perfect medium to do it. It was designed for people that have these busy schedules and want to just fit in something to reward their audience without having to depart from whatever their day-to-day is and them doing what's best for them.
All right, last thing for you. I'll just want to be a fanboy for a moment. How did you get hooked up with Tom Brady? How did that happen?
I mean, Tom's been somebody that I've actually known for a long time, and it's been pretty incredible working with him. It was always a dream of mine, maybe one day I could do something with Tom. But I think that when I started to explain this vision for this company that was going to partner with the world's biggest talents and icons, he jumped out immediately and said, I love this. You've seen his interest in the crypto space with FTX and other incredible companies. So he's been a true co-founder, co-chairman of the company. It's been fantastic. So yeah, when this idea sparked, it was just the very seed of the idea. I'm sure since you interview all these incredible people about their startup journeys, it pivots a ton of times. But when it was barely even a seed of an idea, Tom was one of the first people that I brought it to, and he dove in full speed ahead. Right now during football season, I'm trying to let him focus on going to 3-0 after 2-0. But he really was the driving force that got a ton of people around us excited and is going to continue to be involved and lead this company.
3-0. How about 17-0? Let's do the ultimate mic drop, right?
I'm ready for 17-0. Oh, it's Buccaneers all the way. Yeah. I cannot wait. NFC's there.
All-time mic drop. All right. Dylan Rosenblatt, CEO of Autograph. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bram. It was a pleasure.
On the next Future Sport podcast, a home boxing workout has become an outlet to become an entertainment company.
The patrons there are dressed up in cosplay outfits, Mario, Luigi, and Princess Peach, right? But then they see the light boxer system. We had two side-by-side, and you could challenge each other and punch. And they, as soon as they put on the gloves, they felt, you could just see the sparkle in their eyes. They felt badass. And that's kind of like, Todd and I looked at each other like, oh my gosh, we have something here. And we had lines the entire 4 days. We had hour-long lines.
That's Jeff Morin, CEO of Lightboxer, which started as a home boxing remedy, which is now taking off amongst musicians and artists alike. That will do it for this episode. As always, the future is now. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein.